Well, hello, and welcome to Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm Dutchie Zane.
And this is Big Cat.
So we're trying our first remote recording today.
Yeah, apparently it sounds better, like, once you release it, because it records voice our voices with, you know, the perfect. But I hear you like it's a fucking phone call. It's,
All right. Technology is on our side. You know what I'm saying? And we shall work through this. I was like, but you know, got to put these episodes out.
Yes, indeed, madame.
How you feeling this morning, baby?
I'm fucking tired.
Same.
Oh, shit. Cut that shit out.
Mm-mm. They're going to be like, what was he doing sniffling like that?
Yeah, I have a fucking... So I have a cat, but I have allergies. So suck my dick.
The irony of the crazy cats being allergic to a cat. Love it.
Indeed, indubitably.
Love to see it.
You hate to see it.
But not really.
Yeah.
Anyway, babe, how's your weekend going?
It's good. Finally had some boys' night last night. Had Chinese food, play some fucking video games, watch a scary movie. It was good. Went to have boys' time. Ooh.
I think it's needed. Times with friends are definitely needed.
Yeah, because they don't make shit like, why you fucking, why, but why?
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, you know, it's different. Like, you know, when you hang out with your friends, it's not like, but babe, you don't, you don't get no dumbass, like, guy talk.
Well, I mean,
you know, it's appreciated.
I mean, and you're toxic in your own way. We covered that last episode or whatever. But yeah, I think it doesn't matter if you're with your friends or not. If someone has some gripe, they're probably gonna reach out.
I'm not saying gripe; it's just a different energy, bitch. Goddamn, Jesus Christ.
Okay, because I didn't know you had like high pitched mockery tone going.
Yeah,
so
I did.
Was like,
why are you doing? Or like, or like a dumb guy, you know, like, oh God, you're from, but babe, I don't understand. You know, it's not.
I know, and that's when, you know, like, somebody has to help you understand. They bridge the gap right there for you.
Yes, they do, Kat. Jesus Christ.
Wild.
How's that wild? You know what's wild? I'm sure my pubes in a fucking couple days. That's fucking wild.
You want to talk about some weird shit that has to do with pubes? Let me tell you. So I use the electric, like, you know, buzzy buzz, you know? To trim my areas, and why every time I do it, does the cat like want to sit like in the tub while I'm doing?
Soothing
it?
To her, the sound of just hair being cut, just,
it's weird. Like I've literally stopped and tried to like get her out the tub, and she will come back and literally like sit at my foot in the tub while I got one leg cocked up. So I'm just like, what the
your pussy
is
wants
going
to see
on?
Your pussy, man.
It's just really weird.
It's like
for me.
Why do they call it that? Like that's offensive.
No, I know, but it's happened several times to the point where I'm just like, all right, well, I'll stand on this side of the tub and you stay over there, I guess. Yeah. Like,
Jesus Christ, Kat, I'm fucking starving.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I can eat like
I'm about to have a little empanada, bro. I'm about to say fuck the diet, bro, for real.
What we want for the carbs early morning? Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Go for the carbs early in the day. That way, you know, it gives you energy and you can work that through. Don't binge on those carbs later in the day.
Yeah. Did you hear that double back feedback? What the fuck was that?
No. I don't know his back there. I don't know. But point is, you got to balance your intake with your output.
I need to go to the gym.
Caloric intake with your...
I was like, nah, I'm good. There was no clients on the book. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sit there for now.
Nah, good for you. You know why?
Porky.
Because you go like twice a day every other damn day. So like if you skip it one day, ooh, like, you know, it's forgivable.
One measly day.
You're like, one
day. You're not going today.
But you got to, you know, make sure. You're going to go today?
I ain't going today either.
Well, do some home exercises or something, you know. Keep that body conditioned for me, baby. What's up?
Don't go more than 3 days without working out because then you start losing gains.
I can't do that. Losing a gain.
Not at all. Yo.
I'm trying to build it up. Keep it right and tight on her.
A nigga getting old out here, you know, getting droopers.
Yeah, look, that's like we got to keep the mobility in the joints. That's really what it is. I was like, you know, if I want to get folded like a pretzel, I got to be able to, you know, have these joints accommodate that. Cannot do it.
Really cannot. It's like crack.
Then you hear shit snap, crackle, popping, and you're like, nah, it's still good. Anyway, so which one? I have a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, being poly and still evolving. Here, you know,
Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go.
I'm cracking his egg. We're learning, you know, how to schedule time, how to fit all our partners in, how to, you know, obviously prioritize time for ourselves at the same time. And with the holidays approaching, it's definitely going to be a learning experience for us. And so my question is, how do you think the best way to approach like sharing time and things like that for the holidays is when you have more than one partner?
FaceTime them both and come up with a fucking consensus that makes everybody, I'm not saying happy, but content, because content is feasible. Happy is not, because happy would be your partner gets all the time that they want from you, and, you know, vice versa. So I think with all the partners that you want to spend time with, you got to fucking have that platform at the same time and just come up with a fucking plan of attack. All right? Metisi, right?
I think that's a good thing. I think it's good to have a powwow, you know what I'm saying, so that everybody can hear each other out, everyone can figure out what works best, and I think that there's definitely compromise has to be made, you know, in order for it to work for, I guess, the greater good of the polycule, you know? Like, everyone has what they would like to have happen, I'm sure. And then there's going to be there somewhere in between where you have to meet up. I think an effective way to maybe do that, obviously you have a powwow, but I think figure out ahead of time, you know, planning ahead of time, looking at, like, dates and availabilities and things like that is important or not. And I don't know, but my question is it better to combine or to keep separate? Or in my opinion, I feel a little bit of overlap, you know, helps with the compromise of the situation of it all.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like it to combine, but just overlap, like, for every answer, for every question that there is, you know, the answer is never black or white. It's always gray. It's always in the gray area. But it'll be great if your partners and everybody's partners could get along for the holidays. You know, there'd be kind of some chill vibes and shit. You know, who knows what fucking adventure shit might go down. Yeah.
Real talk.
But then you gotta fucking also include time for your family. If you haven't seen them or your friends. Yes. It's a conundrum, but hey, this is the path that you chose.
This is the road. I definitely, you know, that's been weighing heavy on my mind. Because, you know, family first is always, you know, I definitely believe that. You know, the family that deserves it, because, you know, sometimes family members' behaviors are questionable and you're like,
I don't know about that shit. I don't know about fucking family first all the time. Because my family be on that shicey shit. And I don't have no fucking problem with not talking to some niggas for like years, so.
You already know my deal as far as that goes. I'm going on 10 years with one person in particular, so here we are. Nah, man. My mom was wilding out about, like, when we were trying to plan Thanksgiving this year. It's still up in the air. Do you believe that? Like, Thanksgiving is... Okay, so Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away, and my mom and I are going back and forth about where we're going to host Thanksgiving at for the family. And in short, my home has more space and will be a better, you know, environment to host a dinner gathering. Yeah. You know, gotta love those pre-war buildings with the big rooms, you know. And you know, I invited my mom, or suggested that we do it at my place, and she was hesitant because I do not allow her dog.
Why don't you let her little dog over?
Okay, her dog is cool enough, but I have a cat, you know, and my cat lives in my home, and whenever that dog comes over, she tries to like chase my cat down like she's a squirrel or something that she wants to attack and kill. And it's like the barking and the snarling and and you know, and then like, you know, Olive, Olive is my cat.
My cat's also. Name,
Olive. And then she gets nervous and she gets like, you know, upset and like hides and things like that. So I just suggested to my mom, you know, why don't you come early in the morning, you know, and then like leave late in the evening. And, you know, someone's at your home to walk your dog. And she would not be moved about either she brings the dog or she doesn't come. And suggested that I put my pet away for the day.
And you put her away, like, pulled off, like, clothes?
Like, she wants me to just leave her in one room for the day. And so our cat drinks from the sink. So, so how would she drink her water? She will not drink water from a bowl, cat. You know?
You're for the fucking sink. Hey, don't forget to leave the sink on. Somebody's gonna pay no water bill.
No, baby, that's a live water cat. She's like, I know you're trying to poison me. Don't put that bowl of water in front of me. I need it from the pipe. What are you doing? But yeah, so she basically, where we're at right now, it's up in the air if we're even going to have a Thanksgiving gathering, because she's not willing to leave her dog at home for one day. And she's painting it as though I'm the bad guy. So
they always want to do that.
I don't know how we're going to work.
You
want to
do this for me? I understand. Like, me raising you, like, yeah, okay. Like, the last time my mom pulled that shit, I was like, you need to suck the dick real quick, lady. Like, you crazy as fuck. Not mine, but like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't leave your dog.
You're like, excuse me?
For not even half a fucking day.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck yourself.
Well, she's like, she won't walk for anyone else. And I was like, it sounds to me like you need to train your dog better, or like, reprogram like, that.
She won't walk with nobody. Like, that sounds like a personal problem. Leave that bitch at home. You look a little fucking, I don't know. Because that's so weird, too. Like, so much responsibility. That's why I like cats.
Look, and that's what she tried to give me. She was like, well, a dog is different than a cat. And I said, I understand that. And I was like, but for one afternoon, Mom, are you serious?
It's not like, a fucking kid. Like, a kid. Like, I understand.
Like, okay, yeah. Like, don't leave your six-month-old baby at home all day by itself. That's probably ill-advised. You know, but like, a dog, here's some food. I'll be back. Like, and at the worst, what? She might have an accident on the floor? Like, it's
fucking Thanksgiving, it'll happen, you fucking know? Cunt.
Like, you got to prioritize, is what I'm saying. So,
but you're not willing to put that cat in the room?
No, not for like the whole time that.
Yeah, and your cat is chill. She don't fuck with the dog. It's the dog's problem. Like, the dog's a fucking Nazi.
And then, yes.
Shit at home.
She's weird. Like, she'll just bark, and I'm just not into the barking of it all. Like, no. So now I'm at this weird standoff and having to figure that out. Oh, no, and I'm not looking forward to it.
No, it's just like, look, man, maybe holidays are more important to you than to me, but if somebody's going to give me that much pushback over a fucking, like, you're not coming over, all right, cool. You can't leave your dog at home. Like, fuck it. I guess we're not doing this. And there's always next year.
I mean, that's kind of what it's looking like right now. I'm hoping that she'll see the light. But if not, Thanksgiving is still going to be hosted at my home as a family dinner. Just mom won't be there, which will be weird. But you know what I will do if it really comes down to that? I'll make sure to send her a nice video of the smorgasbord spread that I make for Thanksgiving. I'll be like, oh, this is so good. Look at this turkey. Oh, look at this homemade cranberry sauce. Oh, we also made a penne. Oh, cornbread.
Isn't that petty?
Kale, what? Two potatoes? I mean, you know I'm petty.
Petty as shit.
I will make a whole video and take a little nibble
and go,
off my plate as I, you could be here, but you're not. You know what I mean?
Like, you're going to send her a fucking care package.
I mean, I would definitely send her back, like, you know, a plate with my sister when she went home. But that's about it.
Fill that bitch up with yams and fucking greens. That's it. Nothing else.
Go, yeah. No turkey for you.
Go fuck yourself with greens.
Oh, I love it. Oh, what if it was like mashed yams and I just placed the greens just ever so slightly in that formation? Oh. So when she opened
send
the lid,
her, yo,
it was like,
you
hello.
Send her a plate, right? Nothing but a can of cranberry sauce, unopened and wrapped in tin.
I'm done with you. I'm done. No. Okay. What if I send it like that can and it's still got like the lines on it, and I'm just like, yeah, a delicacy. Like, you
eat
know
that
what
cranberry
I'm saying?
Sauce, you fucking bitch. Yeah,
I can't do
funny.
It.
Yeah, but no, it'd be bad. And it's a holiday. It's supposed to be like spend time and have fun and no like drama. And then you're gonna bring drama to a fucking holiday. You can fucking fuck yourself.
Thank you. Like literally bringing in. And the dog barks occasionally. I'm just, yeah. I'm not for it. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah, when a dog barks, you're always like, shut the fuck up. But when a cat.
I literally am. I get, yeah, like,
when
I
a
get
cat
like,
meows, it's like,
what the fuck is going on here? Isn't it though? It's weird. We're out here like Lassie when a dog, when the cat meows, we're all like, what's that, Olive? Did you see a mouse? Oh, no. You want more food? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What do you like?
You want mouse? What's wrong with you? I want a dog bark. Just like, yo, you want to sleep outside, my nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
You're like, shut up.
Shut up.
I can't. I like dogs. Don't get me wrong. We sound like dog haters, but you know,
no,
like
I
a
just,
well-trained dog.
I like cats more. And dogs, they're like, and they don't go up in the bathroom by themselves. Like, if a dog is able to shit and like hide his shit in the fucking sandbox, call me dog daddy, but.
Okay, I used to have a dog before, some years ago, and I trained her to go on, like, the little fake grass patch. So she would, you know, do her business on the little grass patch, and, like, it had, like, a little liner underneath to catch, like, you know, moisture and stuff like that. Mm. So while I was gone, you know, I knew she was good. You know, sometimes you just got to train them right.
Yeah, sounds like, that sounds like your mom's issue.
Oh, it's definitely her issue. I don't think that... I mean, I am my mother's child.
Oh, shit. Delete this part because she's definitely going to listen.
She knows what it is. You heard? Yeah. I am my mother's child, and she's very stubborn. And so me knowing her, it's a slim to none chance that she's going to waver. So I'm kind of preparing myself to not have her at the family Thanksgiving, which sucks. But here we are.
Here we are.
What else you want to talk about?
I don't know, baby.
No, you don't know, baby.
Cause you got some burning questions. You know what I'm saying? You got some burning topics that you want to, like, well, what about this? Well, go ahead and shoot, man.
I mean, I bought a Thanksgiving. Yeah.
What the fuck is that? It's like give or take. No, I ain't got shit to say. You know?
Come here, give me a life force. Give me a life force.
Nah,
there's something great. Mm-hmm. I want to suck you dry.
Nah, you keep your grays, ma'am.
I know, they're coming in gracefully. I like them. I got a little sprinkle, you know, one little patch.
Yeah, so that shit the other day. I'm like, oh, Olive's hair is, oh my God.
It's all good. Yeah, I thought you was meeting me. I thought you were starting to sprout a gray, like you had a little something on your chin, and it damn sure was Olive's hair on your chin.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, bump, bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump. Why is this nigga always coughing and snorting like a fucking fat dude?
Oh, that's what you're hearing from the living room?
Yeah.
You know, these things happen. You know? That's your metamor, man. Get him an allergy pill or
what
something.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm talking about why I do that shit.
Oh, you sneezing and snoring. Yeah. I was like, what? I was lost in the sauce. Obviously, my brain is not fully up yet.
Yeah, how about you get the fuck around, do some jumping jacks, and go back to the podcast, all right? Get your head in the
game. Olive just came over. I think she heard your voice and was like looking at the
hey,
phone.
Hey, meow, meow.
Oh, she's literally sniffing the phone right now. That is so cute.
Yeah, that's Big Cat Daddy right here, nigga.
Yes, she is. She does respond to you. It's so sweet.
No. Did we get any fan mail?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What was the question about the jealousy?
The question about the jealousy? God damn it. You gotta put me on the spot and make me pull that shit up.
I can paraphrase it.
Don't paraphrase. Don't bastardize that shit.
I think that's always a hot button topic, you know?
Did we do it before? It's the manipulated one? Didn't we do that shit two podcasts ago?
It's different. Basically, how do you deal with jealousy in your relationships? Like a poly situation going on.
Here's Big Cat from Sons of Black Phillip chiming in. I gotta detach myself from my partner's pussy because I'm not in control of what the fuck they do. Like, yeah, like what the fuck I look like having all these partners and then being mad about like she's spending time and efforts, because you know I know where I stand and she knows where she stands, so it is what it is. Yeah, would I like to be head honcho all the time? Of course, nigga. Like, I'll be the only one with all these fucking...
You would be out here with a harem.
Yes, a harem.
If they were on board for that.
Right. Look, my finances are not set up for a harem. Because to have a harem, in my opinion, you need to be a CEO.
Look, I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. You know, ain't no harem out here.
I think one way that I try to deal with jealousy is to remind myself that poly is not a zero-sum thing. That's the number one thing that I have to keep at the forefront of my mind when I start to get jealous. It's like, what are you being jealous of? You know, your partner is finding pleasure, you know, with another person. That doesn't take away from the pleasure that they find with you. So keeping that at the front of my mind allows me to, like, not feel jealous because I'm like, well, they're having fun and we have fun too, and you have fun elsewhere as well. So what's the problem?
I think in my experience, the only time that jealousy strikes deep as fuck within me is when, let's say, your partner, you know, has fun with their partner, but then wants to limit time with your other partners. You get what I'm saying?
Like I do, but explain it so that the audience can.
Okay, so when, let's say, you're eating a piece, like your partner's eating a piece of cake, right? And then they have a piece of your cake and their partner's cake. But when you go take a bite of another person's cake, they go, no. Pretty much that it is. And it's like, bitch, what the? I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Yeah.
I feel like, okay, so then I feel like the only time. Okay, so I think that's cool for you to give an example like that. I think the time when I get jealous is when a partner does something with, okay, so let's say my partner does something with their partner that they don't do with me. Then it's like, well, why are you doing it with that person and not with me? That's kind of like, you know, and I try not to be comparative because I realize that everyone's relationships are unique to themselves. You have your own individual connection with each of your partners, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it does kind of like raise questions in my mind and, you know, little talks in my head that I have to, you know, be conscious about, you know, reminding myself those certain things, you know.
Yeah, but what are the activities that entails that they're being omitted in your experience with that partner? What is the other partner doing or not doing to get that level of activity? You know what I'm saying? Because we're built different. What? Yeah.
I'm talking about things that aren't per se impacted by that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if... Oh my God. Olive, are you serious?
You shit on you?
I think she pooted. Honestly, it just smelled really bad out of nowhere and she was sitting on me. Oof. Excuse me. Drink some more water.
I didn't know cats farted.
Yeah, you know dogs do too. But like out of nowhere, I just was like, what is that smell? And I had to get it off my lap. Oof. going back to the topic at hand though. Yeah, I think that there are certain things that aren't impacted by behavior. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like obviously
different people have different, you know, personality constructions. So, you know, you can't expect them to behave the same way or react the same way, which is why you have different partners. You don't want to clone or duplicate.
Absolutely, know? Fucking not.
Like, that's redundant. You know what I mean? But there are certain things that fit into what I described. So it's like, for example, let's say one of your girlfriends wants to go to the botanical gardens, you know, and she's been asking you to go to botanical gardens for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't taken her. But your newer partner expressed interest in going to the botanical gardens, and magically you find yourself at the botanical gardens.
Right.
You know, the partner who had been asking that for a while might feel away.
Absolutely, and she's entitled to feel away.
So and that's what
job,
I mean.
That's your job is, if you want to keep on the job and have the two shifts, you know, have the two hustles, is that you got to have to sacrifice some more time to take the other bitch for the botanical gardens as well. So when you make time for one, you make time for the both, because you don't want nobody to feel away.
Facts, facts.
You don't want to make them feel less important than the other, and vice versa.
I think, you know, things like that send a message. And it's also, you know, that's one of those things that you have to learn and grow into, you know, the way to do that graciously and gracefully, you know? Yeah. I don't think anyone out the gate is like, aha, I figured out the perfect way to share time and to, you know what I'm saying, devote this to that or whatever. That's a practice type of a thing. That's not a out the gate with it type of thing.
Yeah. Talking about that shit objectively, bro. It's harder than what it fucking looks like.
No, it's complicated. Every human being, like, to themselves is a complicated, like, person, right?
We're fucking conundrum. All these wires and shit in our head.
Like, how do we even work? Like, what? So, with that being said, you know, you got all these personalities and you got to balance that out. And everyone has individual needs, you know? Everyone's love language is not the same.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, baby, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up. Hey, I got a few fucking places to plug my shit. All right, TikTok, Big Cat Datters, IG, Big Cat Fitness, fucking Fet Life, Big Cat Daddy. I'm on RuneScape 2, Big Cat Poppy.
I'm gonna kick Snapchat, you in your fucking neck.
Call me Big Cat Datters.
I can't.
I'm also Big Cat on Sons of Black Philip podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and Google Pocket Cast. That's all I got to plug. Oh, and I also do personal training sessions for those that want. And I have an OnlyFans. Come see my dick and pay me for it.
It's good content. I'm gonna go sign that.
Yes, it's great content. What you got, baby? Oh, hold on, I got this for you. And she's at Duchess Zane with a T. On every fucking platform. You can find her everywhere. Like,
Pinterest. You know, not on Pinterest. But on all the
Pornhub,
other places. No! Twitter,
Facebook, Grindr, Tinder.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, wait. Some of those places. Okay, so Duchess Zane with the T across all media platforms. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Fat Life, and OnlyFans. You know, we're out here creating content. You know, in our own lanes. And as always, questions, comments, concerns, you can email them to crazycatconversations@gmail.com. Please, the best way to support our podcast is to rate, subscribe, you know, review, show us some love. Give us those 5 stars wherever you might stream. We're available on Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor, you name it.
Hey, even if you stumble across this podcast, like, by mistake, and you fucking hated it, write us a review, and we'll tell you to fuck your mother in person.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I could take criticism.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you to go shove it up your ass. But I mean, here we are.
Here we are. Please send us everything you have.
Hi, baby.
Oh, by the way, my Cash App is you can't do that.
I'm ooh.
You can't do that out here. Do not get banned. All right, Kat.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too, boo boo.
Bye bye.
And bye.